In ancient China, there was a river that separated two villages called the Evil River, and it was said that anyone who tried to stop the flow of the river would unleash a great plague across the land. Chao Peng had went to the river bank as a teenager, where he looked across the flowing water and saw a beautiful girl. Their eyes met and they both immediately knew they were in love. Every day Chao Peng would go to the river and wait for her, and she would always come. Chao Peng asked his father if there was any way across, and he said that he did not know of one. Chao Peng, not wanting to let true love slip by, sought out the advice of the village elder. The elder told him that there was no possible way to get to the village, because the evil river is navigable and all those who have ever tried to go into the river were met with death. Chao Peng wasn't deterred and questioned further, seeking wisdom from the elder. Eventually the elder let him know of an ancient dragon named Lo Cat. He was a two-week journey away, but perhaps he could help Chao Peng across the river. Chao Peng hiked all the way there, but with love in his heart it took half the time and he arrived in only a week. Once there he asked the dragon to help him cross the evil river. The dragon laughed at this request, as it was preposterous. Chao Peng pled with the dragon and told him true love was on the line, so the dragon examined Chao Peng and stared into the depths of his soul. Once decided that he was telling the truth, Lo Cat agreed. He would block the evil river and allow Chao Peng to cross it, but once over he wouldn't be allowed to return. Chao Peng was overcome with joy. The two of them arrived at the evil river where the love of Chao Peng's life was waiting across the river. Chao Peng shouted, "I will be with you shortly, my love." The dragon told Chao Peng he would only have the strength to block the evil river for a short amount of time, so he would need to get across quickly. The dragon went into the river and stopped the flow. Seeing his chance, Chao Peng immediately ran across the river and successfully made it to the other side, where he was finally face to face with the girl. He expressed his love to her and embraced her. After this initial meeting, the girl let him know that she had a boyfriend that she had gotten after Chao Peng failed to show up at the other side of the river for nearly 2 weeks. Chao Peng's heart broke in half and he pulled out his samurai sword and committed seppuku at this revelation. The girl's boyfriend said, "Oh well, he was Japanese, since he was carrying a samurai sword, even though there's no way he could have gotten a samurai sword." The girl looked down on the now dead Chao Peng, lying in a pool of blue, disappointed that it had ended like this. "Wait. Pool of blue. Blood is red." She then looked up and saw her village and Chao Peng's flooded by the evil river, since the dragon's intervention had disrupted the flow, forcing the water out onto the land. Shortly before dying, the girl's new boyfriend questioned why the dragon hadn't just carried Chao Peng over instead of blocking the river, and the dragon said, "I don't let dudes ride me 'cause I'm not gay, faggot."